Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I thought the Pats were going to take down the Broncos. Not the case. Brandon McManus, a former college buddy of mine, was awesome. All the field goals in the game, all six of them, to get them 18 points. But the big story for me was this Broncos defense, and led by Kareem Jackson and Simmons at the safety spot as well. They were phenomenal. And Kareem Jackson is here with us right now, the second-year Broncos safety. Spent a bunch of years in Houston and did go to college at Alabama. Kareem, appreciate you doing this. Thanks for the time. How you been?
I've been great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. So I actually want to bring this up right out of the gate. I read this online that when you were growing up as a kid and when you were very young, that your sister battled leukemia and your mother also battled breast cancer. And now you're doing something very neat in the month of October, where every tackle you make, you're donating $250. So $1,500 you donated on Sunday with the six tackles to Stomp Out Breast Cancer Foundation. Just take me a little bit through. Clearly, cancer has affected your family, but why you thought this was important, how you came about doing it this way.
Well, yeah, definitely. Like you said, my mom, with her being a two-time breast cancer survivor, and also my sister being a leukemia survivor, for me and the Kareem Jackson Foundation, you know, it's just all about us, you know, staying involved and doing things for these women and for these families, you know, and just to let them know that we're supporting them and we're here for them, you know, in any way we can. You know, I think it's all about, you know, having that stability when, as a family, when you're going through those type of things as far as fighting cancer as a family. So for me to be able to donate to the Stump Breast Cancer Foundation, you know, that's the least I can do right now.
Unfortunately, cancer touches all. What advice would you give to families that are going through things right now and are just trying to get through each and every day?
Just to stay strong. Definitely everybody support one another, you know, in those times like that, you know, it can kind of bring families together. So everybody stay strong and you know, just encourage whoever's going through that fight.
Kareem Jackson here with us from the Broncos. It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Broncos got an 18-12 victory over the Pats on Sunday. They have Kansas City at the end of the week. What did you think your team showed on Sunday up in Foxborough?
I think we showed some fight. As a team, we've been having some highs and lows. So for us to go out and to play the type of game that we played as a team and to be able to pull that game off and to get a win, I think we showed some fight. You know, it's all about, you know, going in week in and week out, you know, and just executing the game plan. I think we did that. And for us, it's just all about building off of that. You know, we was able to get a win in New York, so we wanted to build off of that. So to go to New England to get a win, we want to, you know, continue to take steps in the right direction and build as a team, you know, going into this week.
Do you feel like this team is starting to turn it around at 2-3? Where do you think this team is at?
I think so. We've been having some great weeks of practice. Like I said, it's all about building week to week. You know, for us as a team, we want to continue to do that. Going into this week, it's a huge test for us with hosting Kansas City. You know, we know what that team's like in the firepower that they have on the offensive side. But it's just all about us and us, you know, having a great week of practice and just doing the things that we need to do and paying attention to the small details, executing the game plan and going out and trying to be successful every way we can.
The first three games of the season, hey, you're going up against three damn good teams in Tennessee, Pittsburgh, and also Tampa. Plus, there was no preseason this year. The team has been decimated with injuries as well. How did you kind of pinpoint what went wrong in the first 3 weeks when clearly you guys have fixed it the last two games?
Oh, well, yeah, especially those first two games, I feel as though, you know, those are games that we definitely should have won. It's just about making corrections, you know, especially when things are going wrong and they're self-inflicted. I feel like a lot of things we did in those games, we hurt ourselves. So it's all about making those corrections and moving forward week to week and just trying not to make those same mistakes moving forward.
Kareem Jackson here with us. Hey, you guys got your quarterback back last week up against the Pats. Well, where's this team's belief level in Drew Lock?
We believe in Drew. We've seen Drew, what he did the last 5 weeks last year and moving forward to this year, you know, with him, you know, coming back from injury. I think he did some great things Sunday. Just all about him getting back under the center and getting back to a point where he's comfortable, you know, being out those couple of games. You got to kind of get back out there and find your rhythm, get back on the same page with your receivers. So I think this week will be a better week for him in practice and in the game.
You know this, every team tries to figure out if they have the right coach and the right quarterback. You already talked about your quarterback. How about Vic Fangio? What are you seeing out of him from last year in year one and now what he's doing in year two?
I definitely love what Vic's doing, especially his scheme, our defensive game plan, and, you know, very versatile in the things that we can do. I definitely like how he controls the team and the way, you know, the expectations that he has for us as players. So, I mean, I think last year was great, you know, having him and like I said, being a part of his scheme this year, same thing. So I definitely had the same feeling. So just looking forward to progressing and taking steps and continue to move forward, continue to get better as a team, you know, and under his direction.
You know this, Kareem Jackson, injuries are a part of the game. Now, it doesn't make that any easy, and you guys have lost a lot of big players this year, no bigger than Von Miller. As a veteran, just what's the message to the team when you guys get off to a slow start? Now you've rebounded, but especially with a lot of these guys that you're losing, what's the message that you give to some of these younger guys on the roster?
Like you said, I mean, losing a lot of guys and losing a guy like Von, it's no replacing a guy like Von. You know, what he's done in this league, the tremendous player he is, the leader he is. To me, just try to tell the guys, you know, whoever's stepping in for whoever's out, you know, they have to come to practice every day. You know, just have to be accountable. You know, that's one of the big things that I just try to tell the guys, make sure they're being accountable, make sure they're doing everything the right way and, you know, being a great teammate and going out and being a piece of the puzzle to help this team be successful.
Who's really stood out to you? Who do you think's having a really good year that may not be getting a lot of recognition this season?
I think Tubbs doing some great things this year, coming back off of his knee injury. Shelby Harris is doing some great things. The young boy, OJ at corner, you know, with it being his first year, you know, I mean, it's got a lot of guys that's stepping in to play that's doing some great things for us right now.
As a safety, what also stands out to you with Justin Simmons? Because you guys have been quite the duo.
Justin's an incredible player. You know, for me, I feel lucky to have a guy like that, you know, alongside of me. You know, a guy that has all the tools in his toolbox to play this game, you know, as a safety, whether it's tackling, you know, whether it's covering. You know, the thing that impresses me the most is the way he carries himself on a day-to-day basis. You know, the guys just come in, he just works. He's all about football. You know, you can tell he loves the game. He's all about helping the team and, you know, helping the other guys around him get better.
Take me through that final play up against Cam on Sunday where it looked like the Pats were going to come from behind to get the victory and your defense went all out and made a big play.
Well, yeah, as a defense, you know, we talk about, you know, being in that position, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, and we just try to harp on, you know, doing the things right, you know, and executing when, you know, when we need it the most, you know, in that situation when they're driving, you know, and trying to come from behind and score, you know, for us as a defense, you know, it's all about those moments like that, you know. So for us to be able to stand up and get a stop there, you know, I think it was huge for us. It's huge, definitely those type of games like that are confident boosters.
Kareem Jackson, when you were preparing for the Patriots, what were the things that stood out on film about Cam Newton now making his return after the 2 years of injuries?
I mean, he's always been a dual threat. You know, we know how athletic he is. You know, I mean, just trying to keep him in the pocket and make him one-dimensional. But if he gets to a point where he's running around and scrambling and he, You know, he's breaking out and he's running for 20, 30 yards. And then, you know, he's also, you know, making some passes, hitting us downfield. So for us, we just wanted to keep him in the pocket, make him a pocket passer, and just try to keep him from doing it, you know, both ways with his legs and with his arm.
You know, you obviously go into a game and you try to stop the quarterback, but you look at the weapons and you try to figure out who you must stop and who's the big point of emphasis. I look at this Patriots offense. Other than Cam, they don't have much. Was there someone in your preparation process that you really did highlight and said, we got to take this guy away, other than Cam, to get the victory?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Julian Edelman has always been, you know, a big-time player in this league. You know, for us, we definitely had to locate him, you know, each and every play, know where he was. We know how valuable he is to their offense. And Burkhead and also 28. So with those guys, we just had to know where they were at, know what personnel they were in, you know, and just know how they was trying to attack us and, you know, just make sure we were sticking in coverage.
All right, so coming up this weekend, Kareem Jackson, you got the Chiefs. What's scary about them, they only got one loss of the season. I don't even think they played their best brand of football yet, and that offense is always just absolutely dominant from start to finish. When you look at Kansas City, how do you guys, and this is the multi-million-dollar question for the entire league, how do you guys try to throw them off what they're trying to do?
I mean, like you said, Kansas City, very explosive offense. You know, for us, it's going to be all about, you know, what we do. You know, we have to have a great week. And Sunday rolls around, we have to be great in coverage. You know, we have to plaster. We know Mahomes going to run around as much as possible. You know, and we have to limit the yards after catch as well. You know, they're a big yards after catch team. You know, they do a lot on offense. You know, we have to have, like I said, have a great week. We have to prepare well, and we have to go out there and, you know, and we have to win our one-on-ones.
Is it kind of crazy to you how he's been able to take the league by storm so quickly? Because this is only his third year as a starting quarterback.
Yeah, man. I mean, you just have guys like that. You know, you have some guys who's just coming to this league and they just have that type of talent, you know, and they're in the right fit, you know, offensively. And, you know, you have a bunch of weapons around you and that things just kind of happen that way. But, I mean, he's a tremendous talent, you know, week in and week out, he's putting up crazy numbers and doing some amazing things out there. So, I mean, yeah, we have to be good Sunday.
Wrapping up with Kareem Jackson. Now, Kareem, this is your 11th year in the league. The first nine were spent in Houston, and the last two have been in Denver. This being your number two in Denver and get another year under your belt, how has that transition been when you were with an organization for such a long time and now you're in a new organization later on in your career?
It was actually a pretty smooth transition. Like you said, there's the first nine in Houston. For me, I mean, football is football. You know, it's just a matter of where you are in your scheme and things like that. So at the end of the day, you know, the game's still going to be the game. It's just all about adjusting to your surroundings, you know, getting into a new locker room, new teammates. You know, these guys accepting you with open arms. So it's been a great time here in Denver.
And, hey, your old team, Houston, they're struggling right now. Bill O'Brien is no longer the coach. Did you enjoy your time playing for Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I had a great time in Houston. Like I said, it was a great 9 years of my career there. And I could have been anywhere else, but you know, being there, you know, I had a great time in Houston.
And then just before we let you run, I think the thing to me that is still just so surprising with that organization, especially when you see him play on Monday Night Football last night, why DeAndre Hopkins is no longer there. You just know in that locker room, how surprised were you when you found out this offseason that a former teammate of yours in DeAndre Hopkins was traded from Houston to Arizona?
That was very surprising for me. Knowing the type of player that DeAndre Hopkins is and arguably, you know, the best receiver in football, you know, right now. And for them to just kind of deal him away like that, man, it was very surprising. But he found a new home in Arizona. I mean, obviously, they had some things they was trying to get done there. No, I don't think anybody really understands or know what was trying to get done. But, I mean, sometimes you see things like that, you know, just the way the league goes sometimes.
Well, Kareem, good luck this weekend. We appreciate the time. Keep up the great work. We'll talk with you down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.